You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. Coming up to the new year, almost 2019. Crazy. This year flew by and Rogan had so many great guests. It was really fantastic. I can't wait to see what we have in store for next year. I can't imagine the guests he's going to get on. His podcast now is just so beyond massive that he really can just get anyone in the world to come on. And, you know, it's not a question now that the podcast is not big enough for these guests to come on, as much as some of them are just, you know, whether they're congressmen or other people, they're just old, they don't know about it, they're not hip enough to even know it exists, but this is definitely a platform that they need to be a part of. And, you know, anytime you get 3 hours to talk, you're going to learn a lot. And Joe pulls it out of him. Great podcast the other day, podcast 1215. Ben O'Brien, he's a hunter, podcaster of the Hunting Collective, and a TV director for the show Meat Eater. So without further ado, let's review this podcast. Well, they start the conversation. Ben O'Brien has been on before, knows Joe. They've hunted together. He's a really great dude to listen to. I love how calm a lot of these hunters are. They really are. They just have this really calm demeanor, and they speak quietly and clearly, and they just seem really like introspective and chilled. And it's probably part of the fact that they do this incredible job most of the time. I think it's something that a lot of men really desire, you know, not everybody, but I think if more people got out and just maybe getting out into nature, maybe it's not as much the hunting as just being a part of nature and having that space. I think it does a lot for you, but he's a great guest. Recently was moving into a new house, so slept in a storage unit, he was telling Joe, for a while. I guess he just kind of put everything in there in order to stay in there. He was working away from home, slept in a storage unit, which I think is kind of hilarious. But, you know, if the people that could do that, it would be a hunter, right? I mean, they're tough guys. So storage unit was probably pretty comfortable for him. At least he had a bed. Then they were talking about how on that show, Storage Wars, which is one of those shows that if you see on, it kind of does pull you in sometimes because of the way they do all the cliffhangers before the commercials. They're like, oh my God, what is in that storage unit? And usually nothing. But somehow it just keeps you watching. But I guess some guy found $7 million in a safe on Storage Wars. And I don't know, through the legal things, Joe was saying that somebody was saying he still got to keep $1 million of it. But just imagine that. What the hell? Like, that's unbelievable. Like, winning the lottery. You'd be so addicted to buying storage units after that. It would be ridiculous. One thing I quite liked is Ben O'Brien talked about Hugh Jackman in The Greatest Showman. And, you know, Ben, being a hunter, is seen as, you know, this type of tough guy. But really said he loved that movie. He said he loved it. It's fantastic. He could watch it all the time. I mean, it's similar to a tweet that Joe had recently where he talks about liking the new Mary Poppins movies. You know, I don't watch a lot of movies that have singing in. Kind of gets on my nerves. But, you know, it's all right. These guys can be tough and watch these movies. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I think there's a lot of other reasons why. I don't know. It's just a silly judgment anyway. Why not? You know, you can be into it. You can like lots of different things. It's just kind of how it is. And I think Joe even says it. He says, there's so much violence in the world. Why not have a little bit of musical in your life? Which I think is quite funny. Then they move on to other movies. They do talk about how there weren't any superhero movies in the 80s. Well, there weren't a lot. There were probably a few, but they didn't really stand out. Then Michael Keaton kind of set it off with Batman. I think that was late 80s, like 87. He set it off. And he was a great Batman. I mean, he really was. It was dark, but it was twisted. It was funny. It was comic booky. You know, they really did a good job. And then they went through a whole range of Batman. Who else was it? Val Kilmer. He was okay. And then George Clooney did it, which wasn't great. And now we have Ben Affleck, who, I don't know. I don't know what I think about the new Ben Affleck Batman. It's like, it's fine. It's whatever. I think he's a decent actor. You know, could be doing other things than playing Batman. But it's probably a lot of money in it. You know, he dated J-Lo for a while. And she's super hot. So what can I say about that? He's obviously making some good choices. They also say how The Rock could not be Batman or Superman. Because his disguise would never work. It clearly would still be The Rock. He's massive. He's too big. And then they're saying that the Superman movies are really done. They've just made so many. You know, he's so powerful. How do you even make a plot out of it? It's almost like he's too perfect. It just doesn't work. Which is a shame because he's such a fascinating superhero. But it's like you've got to have flaws. Flaws bigger than kryptonite. Otherwise it gets a bit old. Then they get back to the meat and potatoes of what Ben really knows a lot about, and they get onto the federal land ownership controversy. So I don't know a ton about this, but I've heard about it here and there. You know, there was some talk about Obama giving away federal lands, and you know the Republicans sometimes want to sell some, and basically, you know, Teddy Roosevelt works hard to get a lot of federal land, so it was for the people all the time. But there's energy to like chip away at that, take that land, sell it, to frack on it, or to use it for resources, or you name it. And it causes some issues, and it's something that people need to pay attention to. And the hunters are obviously on this, and conservationists and so on. And it's just a dialogue that needs to be talked about, because it would be a terrible thing for lands to just be chipped away at. I mean, the more people that we have, you know, the more land is needed, and then they want to build on it and just tear it down, and we lose these like beautiful habitats for animals and just to go spend some time in it. So yeah, it's very complicated. It's kind of annoying, but it is what it is. And yeah, they talk a little bit about the hunting controversies and how bear baiting kind of, it sounds cruel, it's an issue. But at the end of the day, they get into it and they say, look, there's a specific type of bear that you want to kill, an older male, and bears are hard to identify, even the sex of. You know, and hunting bears is incredibly difficult. So maybe you'll get up on a bear, but you've shot it before you've really been able to identify. And they're obviously very dangerous too. And in some ways, you know, if the numbers get too high, you should responsibly take these animals out. And really the best way to do it is to bait them, put some food down, sit in a tree, wait till they come, be able to clearly identify them before you take a shot. So in a way it sounds unethical, but once you hear this podcast and how Ben talks about it, it has a bit more ethics to it. Now, if you're completely anti-hunting, you're going to hate the whole thing and not like it, any of it at all, which is fair enough. But if you're a bit of a hunter, or you're curious about it, but that's one portion of it you don't agree with, it's just one of those things where it's nice to get a bit more information. You can still make whatever judgment at the end, but it helped me understand, you know, because I think it is important for the older males, which is the ones that they go for, to be taken out. It's sadder to me that they would kill a young mother, or maybe a pregnant mother, or just bears that are needed really for that environment. Then they talk about how bears are. How they are brutal killing machines. Cannibals, a lot of times, the males will kill the bear cubs, chase them down, tear them apart to get the women back into estro. And if the women chase the male away, the women will eat the baby cub. left over because it's food and they're desperate and it's tough out there. And you know, just another reminder that nature and what goes on is crazy. It's hard. But it's a great podcast, good conversation, especially if you're one of the hunting fans. It's always good to have these meat eater guys on and any of the hunting folks just to learn and hear about what they've been up to. And it's such a different world that they live in. It's really cool. But yeah. So anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Really appreciate it. And peace.